Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Reno Collier, Croc Talk, and Gators. They're coming up right after this.
This ever happened to you?
Scalpel. Clamp. Knife.
Ow! Hey! What the f***?
Waking up during an operation can be both traumatic and painful. Did you know that you have a choice when it comes to choosing an anesthesia? Introducing Ed Padural's Anesthesia City! Anesthesia City!
Hey, Eddie Padural here. When you need to get gooned on the goofy juice, it really helps to shop around. And there's no better time than now, as we're getting giddy at Anesthesia City. Mm-hmm. It's our once-a-year Malaise Days.
Malaise Days!
Bring in your zoo book coupon, and we'll knock off an additional 50% on scratch and dent ethers, pentothals, and nitrous.
Anesthesia City!
And oh yeah, free balloons for the kids. Hey, if they're real young, make sure they don't suck on any of that balloon air, if you know what I'm saying.
Anesthesia City! Open every day, 10 until 10. 9.
Hey, I'm Ed Padural saying, so, what's it gonna take for me to put you in a coma today?
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee on vacation. There's Jessica Alsman at the news desk.
Hey.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hello, Chick.
Hey, there's Josh Arnold at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair.
Hi, Chick. We're being reminded that we've not heard from Vacation Christy this week.
Not a word.
Right. Do you happen to remember what Vacation Christy sounds like?
Yes. Hey, bring me another cocktail. I just can't stand here. It's too hot outside.
Would you like a drink?
Is the Pope a Catholic?
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
Her voice got more raspy as that bit went on.
I was doing this, and then I decided. I'm Chick, and here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. With us in the studio, comedian Reno Collier. Got a couple letters. We were talking about this gent who has a collection of Crocs, the famous shoes. What does he have? 2,000 of them or something?
2,000. He says they're worth $370,000.
Okay, that's a stretch. Anyway, this is from Steve. Crocs, the world's cleanest shoes. They're rubber material. They can be hosed off, scrubbed, sanitized, even thrown in a dishwasher.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if they are rubber material.
Says, nurses love them.
They do.
Also, the holes make a nice freckle pattern on your feet.
Well, that's
if you wear them outside in the summer.
Oh, they do?
Well, that doesn't. Sir, why are you standing still for so long in the summertime?
That's not desirable, is it? Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah. You like my polka dot feet?
I had that chick. Back to middle school football, we had the mesh jerseys, and I didn't play a lot, so I stood on the sideline a lot. And at the end of practice, it looks like I had chicken wire wrapped around my arm.
Wow. That's exactly right.
Little red dot.
Polka dot feet. What imprinted on that person? A Dr. Seuss illustration? I'm way into it.
Hey, baby, can I draw some big dots on your feet? Okay, this is just disturbing.
What's this?
Well, we were talking about the fact that Mr. Reno Collier, distinguished comedian, his nickname as a child was?
Boner.
Boner, because
with a B at the end of my name spelled backwards, it's about Reno Renob Boner.
Okay. Free knob.
Yeah.
What happens when you lose your knob?
And then we had
like a lizard.
Then we had the news story about the world record for the guy who can crack the joints in his body. He
like cracking knuckles. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he got ahead the world record for that. Hank writes, Hank drives a truck.
What up, Hank?
Lucky Hank.
He said, my college roommate could crack his boner.
Come on with this.
What?
Really?
Is there a bone there?
No, there's no bone there.
Or
there's plenty of cartilage.
I mean, can you do that more than once?
I've heard tell that happens.
But you get, that's how you develop Peyronie's disease. There can be scar tissue there.
Yeah. And then Leaning Tower of Pisa. It goes off one side.
What do you like in your Peyronie?
One side of it.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
Marinara, pepperoni,
cheese and potatoes.
You know, Tom, I was pre-med, so one side of the penis doesn't fill up with blood. And so you take a left turn.
Right.
I know ladies can pop their like
Mark
this.
Mark the hook, Anthony.
Okay. Let's get back to the sports page.
Chick, I did comedy with this woman. I wish I could remember her name because the joke was so funny. She said she dated a guy whose penis was so curved it looked like it was late for a meeting with his anus.
Well,
we have to find out who to credit for that.
That is
one fine line. I'm sorry. We don't know who to give credit where credit is due.
We had a story about Pittsburgh, the Archdiocese of the Catholic Church. They said you can't eat hot dogs today at the Pirates home opener, even though it's Good Friday. Well,
Because it's Good Friday. They're not giving a dispensation like they did on St. Paddy's Day for meat on a Friday.
Dear Chick, follow me now. The Archbishop of the Archdiocese of New Orleans declared that during Lent, alligator meat can be considered fish.
Nice.
Mm. Okay. All right.
That's interesting. Well, alligators are what, reptiles?
They're fish, according
to the Catholic
Church.
They are?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, that's right. I saw you grill one.
Yeah, we stuffed it with sausage and
no wonder it was delicious.
You
can stuff a dog turd with sausage, you're going to get something tasting good.
Did you bread it and then, or did you just
We didn't bread it. No, we smoked it.
What does the alligator by itself taste like?
It's really good, man. This is going to sound so cliche, but it's a chicken, harder swordfish type of texture. It's a meaty texture.
It was good. So seasoned and blackened I couldn't taste the meat.
Well, that's the thing. If it's the tail, like you always go to a bars in New Orleans and stuff and they deep fry the tail, but this was
because you get the mud vein. That's why it tastes so crummy.
They don't poop out of the ends of their tail.
They don't see
they're not earthworms.
I never really did well in biology.
I had alligator at the dog track, and you it's breaded, and you dunk it in ranch dressing. It's delicious.
Mm. Nice.
I had dog at the alligator track.
You were here in South Korea?
How was that?
Unbelievable.
Now, those are slow races.
They're only like three races a day, but still.
So after you sent us that photograph of the alligator you cooked, we had a bunch of people tell us it's actually really easy to get alligator. There are some exotic food stores. There's one real close to here now. And you give them like a week's notice and they'll have alligator for you.
Dude, my buddy, can I plug my buddy's company?
Sure.
It's Tennessee Meat Company. They have exotic Thursdays. So we get python. Like right now in Florida, they're paying people to go down and kill these pythons are all over the place.
Yes, I've really wanted to do it. Will you do it with me?
I'll do it with you tomorrow.
All right, let's do it.
And so
I guess I'm out.
They get this. They get these exotic meats, ostrich steaks. I mean, all kinds of stuff, right? But the python, I haven't eaten it yet, and I wanted to, and it sold out like this, and I'm like, who is buying it? And my buddy's like, man, I don't know, it's gone as soon as we get it.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So, and I don't know who's eating these exotic meats. I mean, I don't live in Chinatown, I live in Murfreesboro, so it's not like there's a big group of people I don't know how to say it anymore. You know what I'm talking about. There's not foreign people coming in eating the pythons. It's red.
Well, when we were off the air, you referred to it as just you normals.
I think I said white.
I heard white brothers.
Yeah. However you said it was wrong.
I tell you what, if you guys want to, I can get, if you want, next time you come by, I'll get alligator. Do you have to cook it like overnight?
Like 4.5 hours. Right. The alligator we had was probably about 3 feet.
So did you cook it in a giant long cooker?
In a smoker, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure we could get one over
through the whole thing.
There's a guy I know that has one on wheels. We could bring it over here.
An alligator?
He's an older alligator.
Because the alligator wings place. Just cut off the legs, put this little critter on wheels.
Godwin, would you eat alligator?
Yeah, I'd eat it.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't eat alligator. It makes me snappy.
I know.
That's turtle.
Doesn't work.
Scaly.
Kangaroo jumpy. Alligator. I don't know.
Swampy.
Yeah. Mm. Makes you late. Maybe.
Rob, yeah.
See you later. None of those are working. We'll have to get back to the sports desk.
We'll figure it out in a while, Crocodile.
Okay.
This might be an off-air comment.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more, so you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Here we go.
Another
world record.
Oh, you ain't heard nothing yet, Daddy.
Okay.
A skincare company has broken the Guinness World Record for the longest video chain of people applying body moisturizer.
Yeah. It could have been worse. It could have been like a chemical company has got the world record for people applying napalm to their legs.
I agree with Tom. That would have been worse.
How did you see this and make that?
Yes. And just giggling the whole time.
Because it seems like the Guinness people are now just fellating whatever corporation does some dumb. What kind of a record is applying body moisturizer? Really?
During this year's American Academy of Dermatology, Skinapalooza is what I call it. Sarah V.
Yeah.
I think Michael Sarah owns this company. Invited hundreds of board-certified dermatologists to apply body moisturizer in front of a camera. A total of 625 people participated to set the first record. A team from Guinness was on site to verify the attempt and announce the results. That's right. Moisturizer.
Dude, that sounds so perverted. Like, yeah. I'm going to have 700 people rub lotion on me.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're all doctors. Wear your outfits.
And if it didn't, somebody went right up to their room afterward.
If it didn't rub lotion, what happened?
It gets the hose again.
It gets the hose again. Yeah. Damn right.
And you got to say it's to dehumanize the senator's daughter.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Senator.
Put the lotion in the basket!
Imagine at that convention, all these people moisturizing? The door handles must have all really received for the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah.
What the hell happened here? Oh, Dumbo had a bunch of doctors.
Dumbo.
What a stupid thing to do.
It is.
These world's records are getting so dumb. Where do they come from?
I don't know. I simply don't know.
Okay, well.
All right. Okay.
Do they all have a brand name in them?
Sure.
Well, I think lately some of them
seem to be.
So it's
kind of like Lubriderm.
Yeah, they do some kind of a stunt. Yeah.
How dare the Guinness Book of World Records have a brand name in it.
Said Josh from the I Hate Steven Singer site. Yeah.
What are they thinking?
What the hell are they thinking?
Enjoying myself at Wrigley Field, just a regular place.
That's actually, but now that's kind of an interesting exception to the rule.
Because you don't think that it's a company anymore?
I don't think Wrigley's, I think that's.
I don't think it's sponsored
about
by
the gum.
Wrigley.
What about in Cincinnati?
They don't pay much for that, I think.
The Great American Ballpark. It just sounds like it's a cool American ballpark.
But I mean, I think the naming rights for stadiums are millions of dollars. I think that the Wrigley thing has kind of become a more of a tribute.
I think if they think if another sponsor would step up, people would still call it Wrigley Field.
Yeah. I would agree. In any event, applying moisturizer in public, a bunch of distinguished physicians. They must have had like four cocktails before they got them to do. Hey, doctor, will you step in front of my camera and grease up your hands? Sure.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Is that sports?
Yes, sir. That is sports. Okay. All done, all through.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That's a good sports guy.
Hey, Rocky, this is what you partner for.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Where am I going?
Jessica.
News.
Unless you have a song, Godwin.
Sure.
Wait a
minute. Hold it.
Hold it. Sorry, Jessica.
You got a song, Patty?
I love that little girl story with the mom, 5 years old, buying all that stuff on her phone. Love it.
Well, we haven't done the story.
What I wanted to do, and I told you.
I got it.
My door is locked. I'm not prepared.
I've got it right here. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Now we're on track.
Ready now.
Do you have it or just?
No, I have it right here. Oh, okay. A woman in Massachusetts was shocked to discover that her 5-year-old daughter ordered $4,000 worth of items on Amazon.
Damn kid.
Ms. Jessica Nunes, the mom, said her family was in the car. Her daughter, Lila, I love that name, Lila asked to use her cell phone. I've been there. You know, you're okay, go ahead, play a game. Ms. Noon said she did not think any
Father of the year.
I'm pretty sure Finley's favorite game is the Nordstrom app.
Well, that's pretty much what happened. So the mom figures she's playing a game on the phone. The kid's 5 years old. The next morning at 2 a.m., her phone buzzed, alerting her to a shipped Amazon order on the way. She thought her account had been hacked. She checked her Amazon app and discovered her credit card had been charged nearly $4,000. She determined that her 5-year-old had ordered, listen to this, if you're 5 years old, what do you order on Amazon? 10 children's dirt bikes.
Whoa, this kid ruled.
Nice.
A children's 2-seat ride-on mini Jeep.
Okay.
Yes.
This is my favorite kid ever. Go ahead.
And 10 pairs of white cowgirl boots.
Awesome.
Now, here's the punchline. Ms. Nunes was only able to cancel some of the items. However, 5 dirt bikes and the Jeep did show up on her doorstep a few days later. All the companies have agreed to process returns. Okay, you got to let the kid at least keep the Jeep and one of the dirt bikes and at least one pair of the boots.
Something, yeah.
Well, maybe she doesn't have the money.
That's how that guy got 360 pairs of Crocs.
You can't do a callback to a story that old, but.
That's how Josh treats it.
No.
10 minutes ago.
Your initial thought was leave the room.
Sorry, owner.
It wasn't that far. It wasn't that long ago.
We do this for a living.
Oh, sorry.
It's a rookie mistake. It's not your fault.
The average listener's here for 17 minutes. That's when the clock goes off. It means no callbacks. Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
You have a song about some little kid charging a bunch of stuff to his mom?
Coincidence.
I bought everything, Mom, with your Apple Pay, Mom. Everything on Amazon, I bought everything, Mom. I'm going to try all the clothes on. I bought everything, Mom. White boots, dirt bikes, new Jeep, motorcycle, shirt, shoes, drawing pencils, Barbie's bicycle, Crayola colors, a Disney princess, Harry Potter action figures, candles and incense, swing a ring, hake, leg, Ken and stress witches, Elsa and Anna dolls, Taylor Swift tickets. I bought everything, Mom. Right there on your phone, Mom. Everything on Amazon. Gonna need a loan, Mom. I tried all the clothes on. I bought everything, Mom.
Yeah.
All right. Woo! You see, that parody was close enough to the news story we did, Reno. That
I know. I wish there was more Pat and less Josh.
You're not alone. I see those emails.
Oh, I got an email.
Have you seen the T-shirts?
Yeah. This is for Reno.
That's great,
Pat. I appreciate you making those.
This is for you, Reno. An email came in that says, "My husband golfs in Crocs, and he gets polka dot feet, and it's disgusting.
From Heather.
Atta girl, Heather.
See? There you go.
Okay. Heather's anti-croc. Polka dot feet from the sun, huh?
Still thinking Crocs.
Okay, so you're not supposed to wear socks with Crocs. Is that the deal?
No socks with Crocs.
Okay, all right.
I like to.
Okay. Now, coming up, we have a couple of teasers. You got them for me over there?
Yeah, we've got robot waiters in the news. How about some human bones?
Human bones?
Or are they?
You got that bone, they? Tom? You got that bone over there?
She liked the bone.
Platypuses.
I believe it's platypussies.
Yes, please get it right, Jessica.
Yes, please say it correctly.
Josh,
yeah.
Platypie.
Oh, sorry.
Sweet, sweet.
Gracious.
Sweet
platypussies.
Those are the ones that look like they're half duck. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes. They have a duck bill.
That's why they're called duck-billed platypus.
That's the whole name?
Yeah. Yeah, duck-billed platypus. They lay eggs.
Remember, they lay eggs, they have a duck bill, and a beaver tail.
They're a real mistake.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.